Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. There will be a free food distribution in Clifford at St. Patrick Chapel at 9851 Main Street in Clifford. We'll host a pop-up food pantry this Friday, September 26th from 11 a.m. to noon. The distribution is a first-come, first-served event. The food to be distributed will be provided by the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan. And if all goes according to plan, cellular phone service will receive a boost with the addition of a new communications tower in Huron County. A proposal is being considered to allow for construction of the new cellular tower in the village of Sebring. The Sebring Village Council will conduct a special meeting at 6 p.m. at the Village Hall at 222 North Center Street on Monday, September 29th. The hearing is to gather public input on the proposed construction of a tower near the village's South Main Park. Property owners within 500 feet of the proposed site were notified and are encouraged to attend. Those who cannot attend can submit a written letter to the village council at the hall. Written comments will be read and entered into the public record. For those who received the notice of the meeting and are no longer the owner of the property in the designated area, forward the notice to them and call the village office at 989-883-2150. And this week's WLEW-WHST Game of the Week radio coverage will feature Sandusky hosting their game against Cass City on Friday, September 26th. Coverage on WLEW's 102.1 FM will begin at 6 p.m. with kickoff at 7 p.m. And when we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll get to our regional, national, and international news.
Nobody knows what you want or need like you. That's why Honda offers 8 models in their 4Trax Rancher all-terrain vehicle lineup. See them yourself at Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. Every Honda Rancher is loaded with the features you want, like a powerful engine, wide front drive shaft guards, a spacious front utility compartment, and an easy-to-use reverse system, including an independent rear suspension that offers superior traction and a smoother ride over rough terrain. You can even get models with Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission. So cruise on over to Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton, and check out a Honda Rancher today and see why life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our regional news in Oakland County, Michigan, the family of a 5-year-old boy killed in a hyperbaric chamber explosion has filed a $100 million lawsuit naming multiple defenders. Figer Law announced the lawsuit Monday during a press conference. The lawsuit stems from a January 31, 2025 incident at the Oxford Center in Troy, Michigan, where 5-year-old Thomas Cooper was killed when the chamber he was receiving treatment in exploded. Cooper's mother was also seriously injured in the explosion. The lawsuit names Oxford Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Center, Oxford Kids Foundation, Sechrist Industries, Inc., Pamela Peterson, Jeffrey Misteller, Gary Merkin, Aletha Muffet, and Office Ventures Troy 1 as defendants in the matter. The lawsuit alleges that there were no warnings or stickers on the hyperbaric chamber that would alert users of a high fire risk. Figer Law also alleges that there were no proper fire emergency prevention protocols in the room. Also in Michigan, in Grand Traverse County, a bat found inside a residence in northern Michigan has tested positive for rabies. The Grand Traverse County Health Department confirmed the news on Monday, noting that the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services tested the bat after possible human exposure. All individuals identified as exposed are receiving the necessary post-exposure medical care, officials said. Rabies is a fatal viral disease that affects the central nervous system of mammals, including humans. It is transmitted through the saliva of infected animals, typically through bite or a scratch. And in our international news in Kyiv, Ukraine, Russia says it shot down 36 Ukrainian drones heading towards Moscow. And Ukraine says Russian missiles, drones, and bombs killed at least 2 civilians. The report Tuesday came as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky persevered with efforts to bolster international support for his country at a UN gathering of world leaders. His troops are under strain on the front line after more than 3.5 years of fighting Russia's bigger invading army. Zelensky was due to begin meetings with leaders gathered in New York this week for the UN General Assembly peace efforts set in motion by U.S. President Donald Trump since he returned to office in January appeared to have stalled. And you can get the full stories of your news, obituaries, weather, and information right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.